in the morning of the Shah. Yosef, the brothers come down. Yosef recognized them. They don't recognize him. He was the Shmuzin itself. One of the most powerful. We spoke about a couple of times what was going on. One of the most fascinating psukim, I once said over this war, but every year, I said last year, only a few years, I was married to the war. Pasuk says, in Canaan, Atan, so Yosef finds, Yosef ties in the Miraculum. Thinking of that, why I thought from the brisket, he said, Terry's brisk, I very much enjoyed it. Terry's brisk was very mellow, put it out on all the different Terry's brisk, the brisket raw, all the Terry's brisk, very good, very smart. Anyway, so the Maisa, he brings the brisket raw, was handling why he would have to tie the miraglum, what was the kind of miraglum after. That was the what he convicted them on to get them to stay, to take Shimon in, and then they have to bring down Binyam, but to prove themselves to the Meraglim. What was that fear? So he said, because if he was just tired that they were just the Novim, so what's Yosef busy with them? Why would Yosef be busy with them all the time? If they're just Ganovim, so the Mishtara sent them to the police department. He's the head viceroy, he's the second command. He doesn't deal with the, small claims court. He's not busy with the guy who pick off, Heinz ketchup and walk away. Oh, what did the viceroy please want to see? The Raglamatan, you guys are spying out the lens. There's something over there. So Nela, that's why he tied them around, because this is that Masuman every time with them. The Biskar Rav's time. I want to say maybe also immediately, this is another Shmuzer, but I said, but there's a whole Shmuzer about that. Yosef the whole time was implanting by the hints. He's playing and he's hinting to them all the time because he wanted them to realize themselves that they had made the choice. He wanted them to realize, maybe it's after Thursday, so we'll see, but if somebody else could, but he wanted them to realize that they're making a terrible mistake over here, and they have to be, but this is the ultimate tshuva. If they'll come to that color, the Mice didn't come to that color themselves, the Yosef, you see. But all the time he was giving them the hint that they should come to that color, that maybe they made a mistake, and the person has to think twice. And in its whole life, it's a very important nekuda, which is a set of shrews, maybe. The person always has to think on the other side, maybe, you can't, always be sure, even if you think 100%. And that big time on Yosef the whole time was what? And Yosef was going ahead, Hoylech Rachel. What's a Hoylech Rachel? He was going to say Rechilis. Miraglim comes from the same thing, but it's a Hoylech Rachel, right? It's over there, Regel. The death of it is like Miraglim. From the puzzle, it's like Sayyid Rachel, but never. Like Miraglim says what Mirashi said. So he was hinting to them over there, you guys are Miraglim! Oh, so that was the first time he was saying that. Of course, we should have recognized it's him because he's big. A miraculous. But Ramai said, we'll see, he was dropping hints all along that you guys made a mistake. That would be the miraculous. Anyway, because they tried to acknowledge him, so Yosef says this thing that no, you're going to have to. This is going to be your litmus test. How are you going to do this? Shulch mikem echad, send away one. And he brought them into the mishmash. And you go back and bring the food. Then you'll prove your innocence. You prove because that the story is correct because you said you have a young brother. Murdering a person. One of the most fascinating psukim. Everybody goes over it very quickly and move on to the next program. The man says to his brother, we are guilty. avachino on our brother. Asher ro'inu tzoras nafsha. We saw his tzoras nafsha. We saw my brother's tzoras nafsha. His chanano eleinu. The loy shamonu. He pleaded with us. He was begging us. Please, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. The loy shamonu, we didn't hear. Al kein boy leinu hatzoras nafsha. Because of this, that's what's coming. The first was speaking to me, the Kedah Gemilah, because we were Achzor, that's what was being known as Foreigner. We were Achzor to him, and mainly he was Achzor. Frek the Ramban and Vlad the Kasha. Ramban is one of the most amazing Kashas possible. Who? Where is this thing that's found right there? Right? Look at the Ganze Bible. Up, high, and low, there's no such thing in the whole Bible. Where is this thing that Yosef was mishanning to them? There's no passage that talks about it. There's nothing that says about it. Where in the whole Bible is there such a thing? Yosef was mishanning to the brothers. Please don't do it. Friend Ramban, we don't find such a thing everywhere. But Akash goes secret says Shah. Paul doesn't say anything about that. He was mishanning with them. And it's such an important thing. They're saying they're getting me to connect with Mida because of this whole thing. They're getting me to connect with Mida. Frech Ramban, where does it say in the pasuk this? It's such a point of Buddha. Oy mitnei, so Ramban answers, Shad dovro yudu b'tele, ki yishan ol v'ach, v'voy yodom, v'hor ol. That's a normal thing in the nature of things. That it happens in third dimension, but it's normal that it happens. V'yashpiyem v'chayavim, v'yashikol shal yuchal ha'atzal, that's what a person does. You know, his last one test is, he has last one request, he tries to yishan it to get a pardon. Only should it's because the katzim the suchunam because they want to speak so bad about their suchunam, about how bad they did. So the pasuk didn't talk about it. The tzad mamush achzori is pleading with them. The third didn't really talk about the second shot. Only the derech aksum should the katzim makom echol marichim moy makom achol over here. That's the third shot. Zot what a pshat we say. We tried in Ramban, we said, Ramban, so the Shlomo Fries on this. Maybe the Bichat. It's in the book of Shlomo, page 7. Kids, so anyway, it's in over there, Maybe the Bichat. Unbelievable voice, like this. He says, if it happened, why did it turn the Torah mention over there, like Ramban's passion? The Torah is the Torah's tongue, Maybe the Bichat. Oh, Maybe the Bichat, fascinating. He's been on the Chabreva, the Bichat. The pshat was that Yosef was mechanim. But they were so far, it fell into their shoes at one time. They didn't hear it then. At that time, when it was going on, they didn't hear it. They didn't hear it, they didn't even call it. It was only now, when they saw what happened there, they saw Tapit having Tzoris. And they're making now recollection of what's going on. Only now they heard. When Yosef was having that, at that moment, they didn't hear anything so much. Because they were so infashtuked in their sheep that I gave them right there, and Yosef was wrong. The mayor didn't even hear the silence. But now, when they realized how wrong it was, they went back over the whole story, and now they heard it. They heard it now, what happened then. I mean, they heard it really. He might have said it then, but there was nothing going on in them, and their ears was too infashtuked. I mean, so they heard it physically, but it wasn't the hearing. The hearing was only now when they saw Moshe Manachu. Then they realized that at this stage at the Taka, at that moment, there was Taka, something going on over there. So that's what the Torah mentioned right now. This is when they heard. This is when they really heard it. They heard it physically then, but they heard it now. It rang in their ears now. When they were disciplined by Yosef by saying that Sefer Dover. You have to bring your brother, everything. Now they start to feel, oh, maybe there's something wrong over here, maybe something down. So now they went over the story in their mind now, and then they heard. Only now they heard. There's a million of Gazah, there's a million of Gazah. Unbelievable how a person, sometimes so much so into his own cheetah, so into what's going on in his own life, he doesn't hear. He doesn't push it here. He doesn't hear this anonymous. It's a fear, doesn't decide you whether you're going to be. When you're going to be misyachas to it or not misyachas to it, the different shay, what you're going to do something about it, but you have to be misyachas to it. That's for sure. There was a taina. Even if they held it right, the taina would be mishanim. This is something that a person has to know, because it's a different sphere on a person that he doesn't hear. He's so pashtut, he's so into his own sheet, he's so much into what he thinks is right and what he thinks is wrong. And he doesn't even hear the other person's asharimus. So it could be that at the end of the day they had to do what they had to do. The hell they use a roiding, whatever it was, but to not hear the asharimus, to not hear that's already absurd. To not to hear that the schanet, the person is schanet, the person is schanet, and you hear the schanet and say, okay, Yosef, we hear what you're saying, we hear, you know, but Sarah Shaldover, you have to be sold, whatever it is, because the mind said, you're right, you're this, you're wrong, whatever, you did the wrong thing, and we have to serve. But not to hear the chlal, that's already absurdness. That's absurdness. And now you have to hear it, and you have to miss the reference with it, and then you have to make a decision, I'll be that. If you still feel okay, that might be what you have to do. But not to hear the chlal, because it's fear. That's a major of its fear of Yisrael. This is something that is very, very common of Yisrael. In our person's lives, in the middle of Chabeira, he doesn't hear what the other person is saying, he doesn't hear his animals, he doesn't hear that the person's coming, but he has a difficult situation. It could be that something that you can't do for the person. It could be that something that you can't help the other person, but to hear it out of us, a person is so busy with his own zach, and he doesn't have time to hear other people's sorrow. We're not calling it because, you know, because he's so wrapped up in his own life, that he doesn't hear the tzar of something else. Well, he should be here. He should be involved in the tzar. He should be doing something about it some part. But he doesn't hear it because he's so wrapped up in his own understanding. This is what the Torah was telling us over here. And the brothers were wrapped up, and it could be they were right. But the Lord Shaman, the Tzvi was the Lord Shaman, and we didn't hear it. Not that they didn't do anything about it. Could be they helped. Could be up here, Allah, this people without the Lord of Shaman. The Lord wasn't just another thing. But the Lord Shaman, it didn't say they didn't, because they didn't do it, they didn't react the right way. That's not what the Tzvi they understood, at least. The Tzvi was the Lord Shaman. We didn't hear it. You didn't hear the chalav. You were saying it's a thief of war. That they didn't hear the chalav. It didn't even register in the noise. And that's the time of this. That's the time of this. You have to realize that the person is responsible to know what's going on, especially with somebody, with his family, when he spoke once before, but especially what's going on. A person does not believe mischaneh. They have to hear it. He has to hear what's going on. Sorry. And the ikka tzvi, the ikka problem was is because the person is so involved with himself. He's too involved with himself. The Torah made and see us in this world, it's all the people around us. We have people around us, whether it's family, people around us that's chaburis, people around us that's neighbors. And the Torah expects of a person to be misyachas to the matzav around him. He spoke about his Kama Paul, but he was another nature over here. The person expects us to hear out what's going on by Yana, to feel out what's going on by Yana. Whether we can do something about it or not, whether it's our ability to do and help that person, it's a different story. But at least to hear, to empathize, to sympathize, to hear what's going on by Yana. And if we don't, it's a nice Achzor. And we didn't connect with either, that's Chazal said, we didn't connect with the person that acts about Achzor, so that the Chazal will act about it. There'll be a nice Achzor, yes. If there's a Ischan HaElayim, you have to hear it. Whether you're going to do something about it, that wasn't the time. But the Shaman, you have to hear it. You have to hear it and reckon with it. And what do you do about it? And the way to work on this Nikud is, we spoke of many times, this Nikud of working, that the Baruch Hu wants only one thing that we should get out of the eye. And a person should, his mind has to take himself out. The person is so wrapped up. And it's not a kind of a mice. A person has a lot going on in his life. He has his health. He has his wealth. He has everything going on. The thing that he wants to advance in the voice. But the Torah is a Torah that expects us to think about somebody else constantly. That the mitzvahs of Torah are split into being oil and lamon, and that means the Torah wanted that a person should be spend a lot of his time. We mentioned with the Rosh, the mitzvah of Chabrera could take precedence, it's more important. Maybe the mitzvah of Ramapa. The person, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that our life should be involved and around other people, to think about other people, to think about how we can do for other people. And the only way to do that is lower the bar about ourselves. It's a very hard thing, because we grow up with ourselves and we're involved with ourselves all the time, and everything's about ourselves, thinking how we can. And the Baruch Hu wants to think about others. And all many facets, all the mitzvahs that are beyond Machon Beirut, to think a person is not feeling well. You might not be able to go to visit him in person, but think, never, what's going on with Yadav? Say, capital film for Yadav. To be mischashe, what's going on with Yadav? A lot of times, you know, Bill used to say over. I saw a little bit of Shem, and also, I used to have Dolinsky, the Mishkir, and Terror, used to invite, he used to be over a Bill, and he thought that when there used to be an ambulance passing by. So, you know, you walk down the block and thinking about you again. Anyway, so it might have been change. Anyway, so you're walking down the block and you're thinking about yourself again, you know, how well you have to do this, do that, do this. Advisor Anos passed by and said, so what do? You look at the lights. So, wow, so nice, beautiful lights. Wow, so fast, going so fast. Oh, shouldn't bump into it, you know, a little bit of that. You shouldn't bump into me, and yeah, watch out for me. Anybody else, you can probably trample on, it's okay, as long as I get there. But anyway, but he's walking down the light, sees the ambulance, he says, what should you think in that moment? He's thinking, there's somebody's in front of us. Somebody's hurt. So Davi's father, you don't know who that is, but Davi, the person who has hurt, trying to push fire by himself. You know, you walk by, you know, my shoe, I just saw it, they put up, there's someone there, somebody said, whatever, someone was sick, and this and that. I was at the coast now, the guy gave out a paper, he said, we got to pay a paper. He said, you put a little of this lady, you know, so, you know, you can take the paper, crumple it up, or use it. If you stuff the tissue later on, it's very helpful. Or you can say, but don't tell for the person. You don't know, but I don't know the person, but the person's sick. That's quite a thing about somebody else, the boy said. But taking more to hold, the person's in a base of management. There's other people around, the boy said, what can I do to make it out? I'm sitting and learning, I'm doing the best thing for the whole world. I'm trying to make Gula Bhani. But at the same time, I walk by, I see a guy. That Maisa, he has his head down. And I can say a nice word to go over my hand around and say something. Now I can pass by and say nothing. Or even better, bump him on the way in. Knock him down on the way in. But I can say something nice to him. The voice said, why not? You see that guy, he's a kind of looks a little out of it. Say a kind word, put your arm around him, that's what he's doing. Takes a quarter of a second. Takes 2 seconds, the voice said, but that's what the voice wanted to think. To make, what's going on? What's happening to Mayana? You see a person, everybody gets busy by getting a pen. I will tell you a big secret. Giant secret, no one knows the secret. Everybody enjoys attention. Everybody. I don't care if he's the biggest Rashi in the world. Rashi used to say over, when a guy comes over after the Shia, and the other people said, unbelievable Shia, unbelievable Shia, and he said, you know, the Chaj, the Bishop, Maisi probably feels good, you know, he's the Chaj, you see, after Shmaya, the Bava, the Shia. But someone comes over here and says, wow, it's the Bava, the Shia. The Maisi, the Shia said, it could be John Fetford, Hawkeye, he didn't even understand the Shia. Doesn't even know, you know, what he doesn't even know what amigo is. He doesn't want to know amigo. Amigo. He thinks it's some Mexican food. Amigo. Amigo. Something like that. Anyway, but the Maisa comes over and says, oh, I really enjoy the Shiva, whatever. I have the Shmak, the Shia, whatever it is. He says, it gives chizik, it gives a person, feels like a Shmak about it. The Pashman used to walk through the best medrash. And sometimes we used to hear, Reb Chaim is off, Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim. He knew it wasn't him, but he heard the name Reb Chaim, he gave him a good feeling, Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is a social door, a person, everybody enjoys a good word of us. Everybody, the biggest person in the world. I know enjoys it even more, boy, for those of us here, which that's probably most of the other, but I'm sure the Bachel didn't want to come because it was a more schmutz, you know, schmutz. Anyway, the kids said, but you know enjoys it even the most, boy, the one that's in the house making the latkes on Hanukkah, you know, Jews are kind of even the most of us that you go ahead and it's like and you say a kind word, you do something that kind to that person, but it's a million dollars, worth $1 million, you know, this Hanukkah right there that they're going through, we always say they go through a wrong day, and you know, if the husband gets out of peep, you know, what does he come home and tells, oh, it's a spare day. The coffee machine was a hot day, and I called coffee. She's sitting there, we said without the air conditioner. We were sitting in Baruch Hashem all day in the air conditioner. They haven't bought an air conditioner yet. Can't afford it. But when she's up and early to base medrash, to get the air conditioning. And it was a bit hard day today. He was talking about his father. She was, you know, barely can. There was barely enough food going out for two people. She has to feed 7 or 8 with it. She's cutting the chicken into many pieces as possible. And he comes, oh, it's fair day today. the coffee machine is broken in yeshiva, a rough day. What about your wife when you talk about what's going on her, what's happening in her day, what went on with her? Do you explain it? Do you think about it? Do you think about what's going on? Do you do something about it? Or say, you know, I was in a cab, I'm not saying that, but I was in a cab a few weeks ago, and I went to buy flowers for Shabbos. I tried, a lot of them to buy it, so I went to buy flowers. I got into a cab, he was an Arab guy, he says, Ta Ashkenazi? Okay, and then he says, I don't say it should be a kitchen. He says, I said, why? He says, I don't see something, I don't see, they don't, whatever. Flowers for Shabbos, he wasn't so common seeing people like flowers. Maybe because of Shemitah, whatever, could be still Shabbat Shemitah, three, it's like the Esri, 3 years, and one of the Cheshbon, still Shabbat Shemitah. So he said, I said, no, I'm American, whatever, it's by flowers, whatever. He said, it's a very beautiful thing, by flowers, whatever. First, I know it's Arab, I started to explain to him that, you know, I think there's an inn of Shalom by it, and we like the neighbors, and Shalom, our friend, I'm also going to pray with him, there's a Shabbat, then I looked at that thing, Ajmad, then, you know, said, okay, no, okay, I'm teaching a prayer now. We'll have to teach him, you know, try to admire that. Hey, it's a nice thing, create a good environment on Shabbat and Sabbath. Change the whole sukkah now. It's just a nice thing on the Sabbath. But anyway, the nice, what's the Shabbat, I say? Well, a person doesn't drink flowers on Shabbos. He can't afford it. But when it comes to buying his new sois, 17 vials just came out. Every other sip cotton. You gotta get the whole set. He mortgages his wife's wedding ring. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not saying it has a strong way, but it's most natural prayer. It's a beautiful thing. But where is the feeling of somebody else? A person has to understand. That's what the person wants. It's time or later to think about the feeling of what's going on by Yenna and Rosanna. And if not, it's a tree. The name of the person is not Achsa, it's Achsa. The person learned the Rachamim. From Rachamim, all of you, the person is the Rachamim. Other people, think what's going on with them. You don't have to know the person, especially if you do know the person, especially if it's closer to you. It's a more of a chiv, It could be mischarim oileinu, sometimes not with a plea, but it could be, it's just with the facial. That's another pshat, just came to me now. Mischarim oileinu could be, it wasn't that Yosef spoke it out. It could be a schaar later when he saw on his facial features that Yosef was being mischaar. It could be he didn't speak it out, but it was clear Yosef's facial features was being mischaar and he couldn't talk. And maybe he was just whatever. It's part of why he couldn't talk. When they saw his face, there was this schaar later. The loy shamanu. Sometimes the loy shamanu is not necessary. You come home and your wife's not feeling good. But she can't talk so much. She's broken. This. But her face is speaking, there's chan oilen. The loy shamanu is achzoris, Rabbi Yisrael. Your person has to pick up, Rabbi Yisrael, has to pick up what's going on by the wife, by the kids, by this, what's going on. Feel that there's chan oilen. Sometimes not spoken, there's a new chan, just chan this minute. There's chan oilen because it wasn't spoken out because he wasn't the chan oilen in words. But it was the chan oilen in his facial feature. And how his face looked, they could tell he was chan. But they were Moshe Amarno. Therefore, there was a tefillah of Yisrael. We have to not only pick up the speaking out, but the facial things, picture your wife has a certain face on, or your friend, or your neighbor. The faces are Zoyachim, like Yosef. We saw the whole Yeshua came to the Gantz Yeshua Yosef. They were not praying upon him Zoyachim. They weren't speaking. But he saw the face when they were hurting. So he went out and he spoke to them. And because of that, was the Gantz Yeshua, because you never know where the Yeshua could come from. Just asking, Madua Pnechem Zuya from Ayoin, for about the Gantz Yeshua, but it's like, we zecher through that Yeshua's in the Chomet.